This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So sometimes it may happen at a big family event, or like Heidi, after you go nuts with your parents' plastic. You end up having to talk about money with your family. So each week, we turn the mic over to hear a story about how those family moments shape the way you live money. Today, someone who has invested a lot of his time, probably holding on to your investments.
My name is John Bogle. I'm the founder of Vanguard Group of Investment Companies, which is now the largest mutual fund complex in the world. Our basic family motto comes from the name of a boat that my uncle had, and the name of the boat was Press On Regardless. People think about press on regardless no matter how difficult things are, but it's also true that you better get in the habit of pressing on regardless, even when the times are easy. My grandfather was very well-to-do and had a lovely mansion, bought a nice house for my mother and father. Then all of a sudden, the 1929 crash came, the fortune vanished. We had to kind of scrub out our existence, scratch it out day by day. And so we all started working. I started working myself at about the age of 9, delivering papers, and went from one job to another, often as a waiter or ice cream scooper or whatever it might be. If we wanted something, we had to earn it. But the key to my life, I think, was turned in those years when you have to develop a sense of responsibility, a sense of determination, a sense of, you know, trying to be a leader where you could. And the youth turns into the adult, and they're all still here, I think. Now, I don't consider myself to be an intellectual, although I have far more than my share of intellectual curiosity. And out of all that has come this idea of two things. Nothing is simpler than owning the stock market and holding it forever. And that's essentially the idea behind the index fund. And two is a thrift. Performance comes and goes, but cost goes on forever. You know, it's so funny in this world, odd maybe I should say rather than funny, that it's extremely difficult to learn from somebody else's experience. You learn from your own. And that's in a way that thread that takes me from being a determined little kid to a determined old man. The future's still ahead and still exciting to me.
Now let's hear from you. What money lessons are you handing down or have been handed down to you? Tweet your tips at LiveMoney.